Welcome to the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance, where we go beyond just strokes and strategies. This is your space to build mental toughness, elevate your game, and thrive as a whole person, not just a player. I'm your host, Jira Schofield, and I'm so excited to dive in today's episode because it covers a question I get asked frequently. How do I breathe on the court? It sounds simple, right? I mean, we all breathe naturally, but if you've played tennis long enough, you know that when the pressure's on, your breathing can become erratic. Or worse, you forget to breathe altogether, and that can seriously affect your performance, especially at match point. Today, we're breaking it down, how to breathe when you're hitting the ball, playing a point, and staying in control of your body and mind during a match. Trust me, once you master this, it will elevate your game in ways you didn't think possible. I'll tell you a quick story from my own playing day. I learned how to breathe on the tennis court when I was 16 years old. At that point, I was already a strong, top-ranked junior player, and my fitness level was really good. But here's the problem. I kept holding my breath during points. It would leave me completely gassed, like I couldn't last through long rallies no matter how fit I was. It was really frustrating. And it wasn't just about stamina. It affected my focus and even the power behind my shots. In the beginning, it was really challenging for me to get the hang of it. I had a hard time finding a rhythm between my breath and my strokes and my footwork. I'd either forget to breathe or take these really awkward breaths that threw off my timing. But once I figured it out, everything changed. You always got to remember, practice makes progress. Practice makes progress. It really does. My body felt looser, I stayed mentally sharp, and I could play longer points without getting tired. Finally, that was a big kicker for me. It was a total game changer. And that's why I'm so passionate about teaching this skill to other players today, because it completely changed my game and being able to last longer on the court. But why breathing matters on the court? I know, it's so simple, so boring, but honestly, it really matters. First, let's talk about why breathing is so important. When you hold your breath or breathe shallowly, your body tenses up, your muscles become stiff, your reaction time slows down, and your brain goes into panic mode because it's not getting the oxygen it needs. Does this sound familiar? All of a sudden, your feet feel like weights and your technique changes. You start rushing through points or you play outside of yourself and go too big too soon. On the flip side, when you breathe correctly, you stay relaxed, focused, and you are more in tune with your body's footwork. This helps you hit cleaner, more powerful shots and recover faster between points. Now, how does that sound? I would say, heck yeah. The common mistakes players make: holding their breath during rallies. This usually happens when you're nervous or hyper-focused on winning the point. Breathing erratically after a point. This makes it harder to reset mentally and physically before the next serve or return. Lack of rhythm. Many players don't match their breath to their footwork, which disrupts their timing and flow. I get it. I've been there. But the good news is it's completely fixable and you are in control of it. Yes, don't we love those controllables? We sure do. How to breathe when hitting the ball. Okay, here's a simple technique that works wonders. When you're hitting the ball, make sure you exhale at the contact point. This can be a strong breath out through the mouth or even a grunt if that's your jam. Why? It forces your body to stay loose and generates more power for your shot. Personally, I can never get the grunting down. It just didn't work for me and I also still felt exhausted. If I changed from grunting to exhaling at contact points, and it really allowed me to last longer during rallies. Next, inhale between shots. As you're moving to get into position for the next shot, take a quick, controlled inhale through your nose. This keeps your oxygen levels up and helps you stay calm and focused. Here's a pro tip. If you're playing a long rally and start to feel out of breath, extend your exhale slightly longer than your inhale. This naturally calms your nervous system. Now, breathing between points. As soon as the point ends, take a slow, deep inhale through your nose. Because remember, you got 20 seconds in between points. Breathe out through your mouth longer than your inhale. As you exhale, mentally release any tension in your shoulders, arms, hands, or legs. You know, you got to shake your body out. Shake, 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 shake it out. This helps you let go of the previous point, whether you won or lost, and approach the next one with a clear mind and relaxed body. And stay tuned for my next episode where I walk you through a visualization exercise. So if you're not sure how to breathe, or if you are a breathing expert, I'm going to take you through this visualization to help you get control of your breath. So there you have it. Breathing might seem like a small thing, but it has a huge impact on your performance. Remember, exhale or grunt at the contact point, inhale between shots, reset your mind and body between points with slow, controlled breathing. And most importantly, practice this in your training sessions so it becomes second nature during matches. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance. If you found today's tips helpful, please share this episode with your fellow players, coaches, or tennis parents and leave us a review. And don't forget to follow us so you don't miss future episodes packed with tips to elevate your game. Until next time, keep playing with your heart, keep growing, and remember, it's all for the love of tennis.